I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis will be meeting with a second group of abuse survivors from Chile from June 1st through the 3rd. The Pope will meet with five priests who were abused by Chilean Father Fernando Caradima or his followers. He has also invited two priests who have been by the survivor's side, quote, in their juridical and spiritual journey, and two lay people that were involved in the suffering as well. Pope Francis will celebrate a private mass with the group and meet with all of them both as a group and individually. In a series of explosions, North Korea has demolished its nuclear test site as a group of foreign journalists looked on. After the closure of the nuclear site, a ceremony was held, and North Korea's state media called the closure a part of the process to build, quote, a nuclear-free peaceful world and, quote, global nuclear disarmament. The closure of the site was a promise made by Kim Jong-un and happened just hours before Trump announced a cancellation of the planned summit between the two leaders. Trump stated the reason for the cancellation was, quote, tremendous anger and open hostility in a recent statement from North Korea, and that based on that statement, it was, quote, inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. Lawmakers from both parties and from both the House and Senate are meeting with top intelligence officials today to receive classified briefings on the Russia probe. President Trump has continued to attack the investigation and has intensified the attacks after reports of a U.S. government informant spoke to officials in his presidential campaign. The first briefing will be with three Republican House members, including Speaker Paul Ryan. The second will be with the, quote, Gang of Eight, top Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate, and leading party members of the intelligence committees. Despite earlier reports from Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders that no one from the White House would attend the briefings, last-minute additions to the briefings included Chief of Staff John Kelly and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The House of Representatives has passed prison reform legislation that would place faith-based programs into prisons to help those incarcerated prepare to reenter society. The legislation, called the First Step Act, aims at encouraging prisoner participation in vocational and rehabilitative programs. It would have assessment interviews for each prisoner to be able to address their personal needs, whether that need is overcoming addiction, anger management, skill building, and others. The bill may face opposition from both political sides in the Senate, but has the president's support. Trump stated at a prison reform summit last week that the main focus of prison reform is making sure prisoners have necessary job skills when re-entering society and providing mental health services to cope with challenges they face outside the prison. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.